B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Loren, there's an empty chair next to you.
There is. My friend Roy is not here today. He's not feeling well. Got a little fever.
Nicole, what did his text read?
I think he had an earache in addition to how crappy he was already feeling. I feel bad for the guy.
He said he woke up with a fever, and it makes sense now that his ear hurts, too. So
angry emoji.
He's falling apart. Yeah.
Okay, guys, I won't be in today. Mm-hmm. I now have a fever and my ear is throbbing in pain because that makes sense at this point. Why not add an ear infection to it all? Roy Brown.
I like your dramatic reading of his text message. Thank you.
Poor Roy.
I know.
Well, we are here on your Wednesday. It's nice that it's already middle of the week. And how can we live? How can we compete with Cam Newton, for God's sake?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he was breaking world records and junk.
Yeah. It's so crazy. He now has the world record for most one-arm catches.
That's the one I saw. I'm not sure what the other ones. I mean, I have it here, but I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay, there's a couple. And one of them I want to try and break. So Cam Newton's got a bunch of different world records out. He had somebody from the Guinness Book of World Records come by the stadium yesterday.
Which, by the way, that's an expensive, like, experience to have. Like, you got to put that person up, and there's, like, a baseline of how much you have to pay them to come out.
Yep.
And that's not even to say that you will actually break the record.
No, that's true. You're right. And you still have to pay for the guy to come out regardless of whether or not you break the record.
But Cam was smart. Try to do three instead of just one. You get more bang for your buck. I'm right on board.
Let's see. I want to make sure I get all these right. So why don't you do your day in 30 seconds? I'll do mine, and then we'll have the breakdown of Cam's records he broke yesterday, because there was lots of them.
Okay. Right. I mean, I didn't have the most exciting day ever. I did
a lot of
errands. Post office, store run, dry cleaning, like true suburbia mom run around yesterday. and then ended up coming home and cooking dinner. But our au pair, Elena, is taking Spanish classes, so she was off to the races last night with that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's been almost a year, right?
I think 7, 8 months.
When did she come in January of last year?
Yeah, end of January.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And her English is getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now she's adding Spanish.
And this is something that is on the dock to talk to you about. You still can't make friends, and yet Elena, I feel like, is making running circles around you with making friends, and she's not even from the United States.
Yeah, she absolutely is.
Yeah. Just the one thing that I want to talk about is it's my morning in 30 seconds. Every Wednesday, I commute down the same roads to get to work every single day. Every Wednesday, though, because I know patterns, there's someone who drives so fast. And I don't know if it's because they're late or they just know that no one's on the streets at this time. But, like, today I was driving, Loren. Today's Wednesday. And I was like, oh, I'm going to start seeing this person. The person comes up behind me and passes me. The speed limit on the road that I'm on is 45. This person is doing 65. I'm not even joking.
Okay.
And it's like an SUV. So the lights are bright in my rearview mirror. So today I was driving down the road and I'm like, any minute now, up there is a woman. I've seen her. She makes a left where I go straight. I go, there she is. Goes flying down. So I'm in the left-hand lane today, so she can't pass me till she gets to the traffic light to make the left.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right up on my tail. There's no one else on the road, but she can't go in the right lane because she's about to make a left.
Yeah.
And she's right up on my butt. And I'm like, this is so funny. Like, are you late? Or are you just a lead foot?
You've got to know. Inquiring minds.
Yeah, I want to know. And I want to know, like, why she drives so fast and where the hell she's off to. you know? Mm-hmm. I think she goes into the Starbucks, but anyway.
Oh, well.
So, Cam Newton yesterday broke three world records. The one is the most one-handed catches in under 1 minute, a record previously held by former wide receiver Jarvis Landry and former quarterback Brady Quinn. They both got 48. Cam Newton broke that record yesterday, posting 51 one-handed catches in 60 seconds.
Cool.
That's one. Two, he threw the longest blindfolded catch in motion. In other words, the person who is catching the ball, this is the one I think we can go after. If we blindfold Roy.
Okay.
Okay, if we blindfold Roy and put him out 25 yards, because Cam owns the record now. He threw the ball 24 yards to a blindfolded guy, a guy who was, had a helmet on, but he was blindfolded. So they have the record now, furthest blindfolded catch in motion.
That's cute that you think Roy's going to be able to catch a ball blindfolded. I don't even, like, he'd have a probably a 50-50 shot of catching it, not blindfolded, but you blindfold him, and he's just going to be flinching the whole time.
Yeah, that's true, but... It'll be fun to watch us do that. We need to break that record.
Okay.
By the way, Cam did it with the help of YouTube star Dude Perfect. Cam also broke another record. Longest catch between the legs. So he threw the ball and the guy, the YouTuber, caught the ball between his legs for 39 yards. So we've done World Record Week. Loren owns the world record for the Carolina Reaper.
Yep.
You did all the Reapers in succession that had never been done before.
Yep. And I did some new Pepper, too. Pepper X. Remember?
Yeah, you tried something that wasn't even on the market.
Yeah.
And then we duct taped you to a wall.
Yep. Could do that.
Or a window, by the way. And then Roy owns the record for most questions in a drive-thru. As far as I know, that record hasn't been broken. Now, ours isn't Guinness. We found a website where you could just post your records and everybody just tries to break them. But that's our world record. So take that, Cam. By the way, Cam will be on the show with us Friday morning as we get ready to kick off Panthers football season. We're excited for that. Up next, though, we're going to tell you, a man in Florida, Loren, says, why is the military not helping us destroy hurricanes? He has a way to do it. It's hilarious.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Thanks for waking up with us this morning, you guys. Roy's not here. He is not feeling well. Hopefully, he'll be back soon.
Mm-hmm.
Loren, you and I are here. We're monitoring Hurricane Dorian just like the rest of the country.
Yes.
We saw the devastation it laid on the Bahamas.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is just terrible. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do whatever we can to help along with the other great people here at Beasley Media Group, I'm sure. But what we don't know is exactly where it's going to go from here. They have an idea that it's going to skirt the coast, but based on what I've been hearing, 20 miles east, 20 miles west, left to right, changes everything.
Yeah,
and with this hurricane.
I mean, with a cone of a hurricane, I mean, you literally don't know. You have an idea, but you don't know. The good news is that it's been downgraded to a Category 2 at this point. So,
still packing winds, though, of 105 miles an hour, and it's going to go right up the coast of the Carolinas. And by, like, Friday at 2 a.m., they said it'll be just north of Charleston, right about the Myrtle Beach area.
Mm-hmm. I told you, I'm getting rid of my Florida family. Well, I shouldn't say getting rid of, but they're going home tomorrow. And then my family from Charleston is coming up.
Yeah, evacuating that way. Yeah. So anyway, our thoughts obviously are with everybody on the coast. Charleston and coastal areas could see just a tremendous amount of wind and rain. But Charlotte, not so much. We shouldn't have the effect. Although if that hurricane does, for one reason or another, move, like we said, 20 miles west, then it's a different story for Charlotte. So we'll obviously keep an eye on that. But there's one man in Florida who says we're doing it all wrong. He has a way to combat hurricanes. You know, we've heard of the chemtrails from the plains where, you know, they create clouds, so-called weather phenomenon that's created by man. I know producer Nicole is a big fan of the chemtrail conspiracy. So why can't we stop hurricanes? This man says he knows how to do it.
Can't see how they haven't come up with some kind of way to combat these storms yet. They keep saying, you know, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, oh, it said this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather, and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so that it can't get going as fast as it's going?
Duh. Duh. Listen to him talking to the news reporter here.
I'm speechless.
Can't the Navy just lasso a iceberg and drag it down from the Arctic?
Right, isn't it that easy?
Water, so with that, it can't get going as fast as it's going.
I mean, what are we talking about? When your Coke is warm, you put an ice cube in it, and guess what? It cools it down, doesn't it? Water, the same thing.
There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and say, well, it's now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather. Oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Tried some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Florida, it's official.
Yeah, that guy is.
I'm embarrassed.
He's from Florida, and he's on the news. But hello? Get a couple supersonic jets, have them go in the hurricane in the other direction, and chase it out of here.
Yeah.
The Navy to go in circles to fight it the other way.
Yeah.
Why don't we just get a big mason jar and ask it to jump inside?
I mean, why haven't they thought of this before? What you do is you get a cannon and you just fire a couple shots at it and you break it up. I mean, what are we doing here, people? I love his accent, too.
Oh, he's clearly from up north.
Yeah.
Navy come and drop ice in the warm water, so with that, it can't get going as fast as it's going.
Hit me up, FEMA. Talk to me about it.
Oh,
I'm
going
to load my cannon with ice and shoot the ice into the hurricane.
There you go.
Yeah.
I can't believe people. Like, these are real people that live in Florida.
I know.
This is what I dealt with for the good majority of my life.
Hey, President Trump, you want to do something? Hang a giant net along the coast of Florida. Then the hurricane can't get in. Mm. Where's it going to go? Is it going to go through the net? It's not going to go through the net. Come on. What's wrong with you people? Wasting all my taxpayer money on dumb ideas.
People.
All right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
All right. The whole Batman Robert Pattinson fiasco was almost just that. I'll tell you all the details coming up in the dirty in two.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So if you remember, a couple months ago, we reported that Robert Pattinson was going to be the next Batman.
Right.
Right? Well, it turns out that that news broke way early and that he thought that the press getting tipped off by it was going to ruin the whole thing for him altogether. And he said he hadn't even auditioned for it at that point.
So
Yeah. So they just like basically Warner Brothers reached out to him and was like, hey, we'd like you to audition for this. And he hadn't even auditioned for it yet.
And the word got out that he was Batman before he auditioned.
Yeah. So then he was afraid that he would have that news would spook Warner Brothers and that they wouldn't get him for the role.
See, I think it would be the other way. At that point, the ball was already rolling. Warner Brothers would be like, hey, yo, we got Robert Pattinson as Batman.
Yeah, but do you remember how like much pushback? Like, some people loved it and some people absolutely despised it. So he said that him and his entire team were like panicking at that point and was hoping that this whole thing wasn't blown out of proportion. And how he got wind of it, he was at the Cannes Film Festival and he noticed that there was something off with the press. So he started Googling himself like uncontrollably for clues. And he said, I was embarrassed because there was a director right next to me watching me Google myself for the past hour. And I didn't realize that he had caught me until afterwards. Alessia Cara, she's got a new song out called October, and it's going to be featured on her upcoming EP called The Summer, which drops this Friday. I don't know. Maybe we would have renamed that, but The Summer, it's a little late, and you have a track on there called October. But I like where you're going with it. She said that she wrote this song about a period of time in her life where it was very recent, and she felt the most aligned than she ever has. I'm going to miss it when it's over.
Alessia Cara has grown so much since she came into the studio, and we were her first ever interview. Like, we found her on YouTube, got in touch with her representatives, brought her in, and we were like, she was like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. This is my first interview ever. And now look at her.
She's so talented. She's got such an amazing voice. Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas, they got hitched after just a couple months of dating. And Priyanka had a huge flub on Instagram. She had posted a little, like, proud moment about her husband and said, so proud that he is owning his own tequila at 27 years old. Well, he's actually 26, and fans were really quick to point that out.
Oh, my God.
Now, somebody came to her defense and said, like, okay, calm down. He's 26 for the next 14 days. Like, yeah. He's really 27 at this point. So fans couldn't get over the fact that she didn't know her husband's age.
You know, we know that better than anybody. When we screw up, our MRL show fam is there to tell us.
Oh, yeah. All right, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why Ariana Grande is suing Forever 21.
And I'll tell you why I'll be doing a Downward Dog in the studio coming up in less than 10 minutes. Producer Nicole revealed something on yesterday's Rap Party podcast that has me thinking maybe some morning yoga would be good for us, Loren. Stand by.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Yesterday on the Rap Party podcast, which if you're a fan of the MRL Morning Show, you probably heard us talk about the Rap Party podcast. It's just about a 15 to 20 minute recap of the daily show. And we go in a little further in depth into the topics that we discuss on a daily basis. And then you hear things that we don't even get to on the radio. Like how producer Nicole lived her best life this weekend in a hot yoga class.
Was it your best life?
That's questionable. I mean, I'm still feeling it. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe this morning Roy and I could both do a little yoga, but Roy's not here. He's feeling ill. So what I'll do is I'll come over behind Loren. I've never done a yoga class before, and I've always talked about doing it.
Great. Well, I've never taught a yoga class before. So there's no mistakes going to happen here.
And, Manny, it's going to be a little different for you because you're not doing these yoga moves in 105 degrees like you do in a hot yoga class.
Right. Do we need some, is there music or is it just quiet?
There is
lame music.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is kind of mellowing music.
Spa music. Yeah.
All right. It's a little more than spa music, but okay. I think this will work. All right. So I'm going to head over behind producer Nicole and Loren and look, you feed me the lines just like class.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Good. I got the wireless microphone.
Okay.
All right, Manny. Thank you for coming to class today.
Where do I start? On my knees like this?
Nope. You're going to stand up. Okay. You are messy, but you are perfect, and you are right where you need to be.
Sounds about right.
Okay. Manny, we are flat-footed. We are going to put our hands on the ground. Let's give your back a stretch, because your back is carrying the weight of your life. Okay.
All the way flat, buddy.
You're doing great. All right, now we're going to take those legs. You're going to step back into push-up position. Okay?
There you go. Walk your hands out a little farther, Manny.
Yep. Ready for you to say,
okay, you're going to come down slowly.
I don't
know
what muscle that is.
Okay, now arch. Nope, that's a push-up, but you are still messy and you are still perfect. Okay, go down and arch your back into a child's pose.
Manny is in a push-up position right now with his butt up in the air. You need to put your butt down and your chest up.
What?
Butt down, chest up. There you go.
What can I lay?
Okay, like this.
They're face-to-face right now, by the way.
You keep calling me messy.
Now, downward dog. Okay. And now jump forward.
They're jumping at each other.
I just hurt my toe.
Okay. Manny's face is bright red, by the way. Like bright, bright red.
Listen, I'm sure this is good and it's not Nicole teaching wrong. I feel worse than I did before I started.
You're going to go see the chiropractor later to fix your yoga.
What did you do? So then what did you do after that?
Well, so your arms are in the air. You're going to bring them center heart. Center heart.
Like you're praying. Yep. Mamie's praying. Uh-huh. Elbows out.
We just did my variation of a sun salutation.
Yoga sucks.
No, it does not.
Oh, my God. I'm hurting. Seriously.
Yoga's the best.
My arms are hurting. My triceps are burning. This is like exercise.
All I wanted to see was Roy do that.
I will say,
we'll
yeah,
have
right.
Him do it.
I will say, I'm telling you, when you do it in a hot room, your muscles warm up faster, so you're like stretching them like in a better way as opposed to just doing that in a cold room.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does move your body, but like the whole time, like if you're a beginner, like it is tough.
Did you have to lay down on your mat your first time? Like I remember getting about, 15 minutes into my first like Bikram yoga class. And they tell you like if you feel dizzy.
Yeah, because they won't let you leave.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to leave the room because you'll like pass out from going from so hot to so cold.
Well, and they want to keep the room temperature it is. So they just tell you to lay on your mat and breathe.
Yeah. Wow. She had to like give me some cucumber towel.
Cucumber towel. Yeah, that's right on task. Are you going to go again?
Yeah, I would love to go again. It's like, I feel like it's one of those things where you can't just go once and then embarrass yourself and then not go again.
Yeah.
Like, I embarrassed myself. Now I need to redeem myself.
Let's go and we'll set up like, Nicole, you and I should go and we'll set up our phones for like time lapse the whole time.
Yeah, do that.
That would be embarrassing.
You're a good teacher, though. Thank you for doing that. My core is definitely burning. Every single muscle from my waist up is now burning. Thank you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Take yoga right off the show sheet. All right. Bridezilla Chronicles. We love looking inside these Bridezilla Chronicles. Wait till you hear what one bride made a maid of honor do because she didn't think she was at the right weight, this maid of honor. So the bride gave the maid of honor a choice. You got to hear the choice coming up in less than 10 minutes. You're not going to believe it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show. Welcome to the wedding extravaganza of the year. We do this thing. We've done it all spring, right through the summer, and we have so many stories that we're continuing with the Bridezilla Chronicles, Loren.
These are the best. And, of course, this one is out of my home state of Florida.
Hey-o!
So this bridesmaid took to Reddit to kind of air out her grievances, and her friend, now she's supposed to be the maid of honor in this wedding, and her friend is getting married. Well, the friend came to her with some great news. I have the best news.
Yeah, what's that?
My fiance and I are getting you a great workout plan and meal prep service together so that you could lose 20 to 30 pounds before our wedding.
What are you implying, bitch? Bitch.
So this girl came to her and said that they were, like, basically made it sound like they were doing her a favor.
Oh, my gosh.
And that they were going to get her this workout plan and this meal prep service in hopes that she could lose 20 to 30 pounds before their wedding so that their pictures were more symmetric.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
The nerve of this bride.
Right?
So, does she accept?
Now, here's the thing. If I was getting this news for the first time, I would be like, thanks?
Yeah.
And then the more I thought about it, I think I would, like, this girl, she goes on to say, you know, I told her I've never been embarrassed of my size. Like, why would I try to lose?
What size? What did she say? I mean, she was, not that it matters. I'm just curious, just so I could picture in my head.
I mean, does it matter? Like, to lose 30 pounds is a lot.
Yeah, I know. To ask someone to lose 30 pounds is a lot.
Yeah.
Just for the picture, so that the pictures look more symmetrical. You know what?
What do you think?
I hope she
did?
Doesn't go to the wedding.
So as it stands, the gal decided to skip the wedding.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, not just skipping the wedding. She was the maid of honor.
Yeah.
So this bride knew that they offended her.
Yeah. The internet, of course, took the maid of honor side.
Mm-hmm.
And many were disgusted with the bride's actions.
Yeah. That's why we do the Bridezilla Chronicles, everybody.
Yeah. I want, like, if you skip somebody's wedding, though, like, can you still be friends afterwards?
I don't know. I do not know. I do know that we do have a couple minutes here. Maybe someone can tell us, why did you bail on the wedding party? What did the bride do or bride say that made you so mad that you were like, I just don't want to be part of this wedding? I mean, that was the maid of honor. That's a big responsibility, right,
yeah.
Lauren?
Mm-hmm. And she even said, like, I've never been embarrassed of my size. Like, why would I do that?
Yeah.
Like, why would I try to lose 20 to 30 pounds for your wedding?
704-570-9595. Producer Nicole, see if we can find someone who walked out of a wedding party because of something that the bride said that just didn't sit right with you. Or maybe the groom said it, and maybe you were a groomsman, and And you bailed on that side of the wedding.
I don't know. I remember.
And sorry, Loren, but to not only just bail out of your bridesmaid's duties, because you could just say, you know what, I'm not going to be in the wedding, but I'm still going to go.
Sure. Like, you know, I won't stand at the altar with you if you're embarrassed of me.
Yeah, but I'm still going to go.
But, or do you just like, I don't know, put your foot down and I don't want to say end the friendship, but.
I don't know. All right. A couple calls coming in. We'll jump on those and we'll talk about why you walked out of a wedding party.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Kiss95.1.com is where you can find the Kiss95.1 Storm Center, where you can get everything when it comes to tracking Dorian. Our friend Kelly, who lives out in Wilmington, big fan of the MRL Morning Show, just texted in and told us that she's starting to get rain bands from Dorian out in Wilmington. So the effects are going to start pretty soon, the slow-moving storm as it heads up the coast. But if you want to get information like how to charge your iPhone during a storm, all good stuff like that, it's over at the Storm Center on kiss95.1.com. Now, this is going to be fun. We have 12 lines, and we need to just bang through one after another, all 12 lines. So, y'all, this is something everybody can get in on the act with. The things that people complain about and will never stop complaining about it. So think about this. I wrote down a couple. We found
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This, the New York Post had an article up, and they asked people from all over the New York tri-state area, what is it that makes you annoyed, gets you super mad, and no matter what, you'll never change your mind about it. Here's what they came up with. When people throw garbage out of their car window or litter anywhere in general, it gets me so angry, and that will never change.
Absolutely.
704-570-9595. Y'all answer this question this morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. By the way, Roy's out.
Now, this is more than just like traffic, right? Because traffic, I feel like, is one of those things that people will always complain about. And you'll never change anyone's mind. Like, there's no good reason to sit in traffic.
Yeah, this is anything that annoys you. That's why I think having all the lines lit up would be great, because you're going to get a variety of things that annoy everybody, right? Like, one of the things that annoys me, for instance, Loren, I wrote this down. People who watch videos or listen to music or take a phone call in public on speaker. Somebody was at the bar the other day that I was at listening to a phone call, or it could have been a FaceTime with someone. But like, all we heard was, no way, you're kidding. Oh, my God. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was distracting.
Huh. I might be that person.
What do you listen to?
I don't know. Like, I do take like FaceTime calls, and like I talk to my mom always on speaker. I don't know why. I can understand her better on speakerphone than I can
in public, though?
Yeah. I mean, anytime, really.
You're breaking my rule.
Or if I'm with other people that need to hear it too, then I'll put it on speaker.
704-570-9595. What is it that really annoys you that you're going to complain about now and forever? Here's another one. People who take too long ordering at the drive-thru. The drive-thru is for quick ordering only. If you have a car full of people, sorry, pull in. And I like that one. That's somebody posted that.
I think the chomper when you eat, like the...
Oh.
Like, I will always complain about that. That is the most disgusting noise in the world, and I apologize for doing it.
Amanda tells me I'm a loud eater. And yes, she will complain about it. Or she'll just give me the look, and I'll be like, I'll dial it down. I'm like a tiger in the wild.
Okay.
This is Nicole in Charlotte. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
What's something that you're going to complain about now and forever?
People using turn signals. Nobody uses them.
Not using turn signals, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody uses the turn signal anymore. They just hit the brakes and turn.
Super annoying. How are we supposed to know? We don't know where you're going. So all of a sudden, you're going to slam on your brakes.
Exactly.
Thanks, Nicole. Rhonda in Cleveland County. Good morning.
Good morning.
thanks for jumping on the phone and being part of the MRL show this morning. What's something that annoys you, and no matter what, you're never going to stop complaining?
Child support. I feel like they should really do a lot more digging in, because you have these women or men who go and get...
Oh, no, your phone's breaking up.
Yeah, her phone broke up, but she's right.
Yeah.
Child support is a pain. If you have a child, it's your responsibility to pay to help raise it. Sorry, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, it's annoying having to track somebody down to pay it, too.
Shelby in Chester County. Hi, Shelby.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead, what do you got?
The most thing that I will never quit complaining about is when you hold the door for somebody and they don't say thank you.
Oh, I agree.
Three bells for Lorraine.
No, and you know, I lived up north and I lived in the south. And so I've seen the extremes one way or the other. And here in Charlotte, I feel like everyone's really nice. So I kind of expect it from someone here.
Yeah. Right. And Shelby, if someone walks through the door that you're holding and they don't say thank you, do you do the move I do where you go, you're welcome?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course. Extra loud, too. I want to make sure you hear me.
That's the best. You got it, Shelby. These are all great. I knew we were going to get good ones, Lauren.
Yeah, we're getting a ton of texts, too. Gas prices, people chewing their mouth open. I walked around the grocery store and a guy was listening to the same song for 15 minutes straight.
Yeah. Go back to gas prices. Gas prices are pretty good right now.
Well, they're still complaining about it. Mother-in-laws.
Mother-in-laws?
Yeah.
I love my mother-in-law, actually. Hi, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show. What's something that annoys you now, and no matter what, you won't stop complaining about it?
I had a really good one, and I dialed the number to call you guys, and I got a better one. And that was, I dialed the number and dialed the wrong friggin' number. And this lady answered and was like, this ain't the, I won't use the word, but apparently her number gets confused as yours a lot. So she's a good person. We're now Facebook official friends. I'm kidding. But no, I'm going to say good morning. Thank you, guys. This is a great outlet, you know, because we're all stuck in traffic. I think everybody's number one. My favorite thing, though, is whenever, you know, it takes like 5 seconds to take at a stoplight to go from brake to gas. In North Carolina, they will lay down the horn when the light, before it even turns green, like they know. So, good morning, guys. Sorry. I hope you have a blessed day. And that's my story for you, and I'm sticking to it.
Thanks, Josh.
You're awesome. One more. Last one. Tiffany in Spartanburg. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you got?
Okay, so the biggest thing that annoys me is when you're in a quiet room and somebody keeps constantly popping their gum.
Yeah, when Lauren and I are both guilty of that. I do it out of habit, though. Like, it's just...
Yeah, I wish we had a camera here in the studio, too, and you guys could see us, because you guys are calling, and with everyone that we're guilty of, Manny and I just lower our heads.
You know, it's probably fine when you're out in public. It's just when I was in college, there was one girl who was always popping her gum in the library.
Yeah.
On my nerves up.
Thanks, Tiffany. Here's another one real quick, a text message that came in. Tiffany, mosquitoes. I hate those mosquitoes. They're annoying. And the people who block the carousel at the airport when you get your bags that stand up front and you can't get in there, they hog it. It's like, pick your bag up off the carousel, move it, and then go back again. If you have all your bags jammed up around you, nobody else can get in there.
Yep.
All right. I'm sure we got a ton that we'll get to on the Rap Party podcast. Lots more text message-wise and phone call-wise. Up next, though, Roy's not here today, so we're going to honor him with a brand new senseless survey. He asks the most amazing questions to this person and, in fact, gets into a knocking war. What's a knocking war? You'll find out.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Mr. Brown here, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I'm trying to reach Peyton. Hey, Peyton.
Peyton.
The reason why you're saying my name like that?
No, there's no specific reason. I just want to ask you some questions here for the year of 2019. Wrap up this paperwork, a little survey, okay?
Okay.
Would you call salt angry sugar?
Excuse me?
And isn't pepperoni just really crazy bologna? Spicy.
Wait, what? Who is this?
This is Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Survey.
Excuse me, can we please get on to the census question?
Oh, sure, of course. Is pre-boarding the boarding that takes place before the boarding on an airplane?
Okay,
Are you new at your job? Because the bureau takes a head count.
That's not my department.
That's the whole department.
No, that's a different bureau. Have you ever thought about how your future self is watching you right now through the memories? And can you sense that they're watching?
You know, that's a great question, but I don't have time for this.
Now, many animals, they probably need glasses, but nobody knows it, so how do we figure that out?
God, I gotta go. My time is valuable, sir. Oh, look at that. Someone's at the door. Thank you so much for
wait,
your time.
Peyton,
I hope you have a great day.
Peyton?
Yeah?
I don't hear anyone at your door. I think you're making that up.
I'm not making it up.
I don't hear it. Where's your doorbell?
I don't have a doorbell. You don't hear the knocking?
I don't hear knocking.
Well, here, let me put my phone up to the knocking.
Well, Peyton, how do I know that's not you doing that? Peyton, look, I can do it too.
They won't let me get on. Stop knocking. Do you hear the knocking?
Peyton, I can knock too. In fact, I may be knocking at your door.
But you're not knocking at my door, are you? Have a great day.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
Just got a text message from someone who said, Senseless Survey is the absolute most favorite part of my week every day, every Monday and Wednesday, 7:20 and 8:20 with Roy.
Oh, seriously, the nothing. That's the best. All right, so Forever 21, they're having a rough go at things right now because not only did we learn that they are preparing to file for bankruptcy, but now Ariana Grande is suing them for upwards of $10 million. Now, apparently, Forever 21 approached Ariana back in December about an endorsement deal, but she turned it down because the amount that Forever 21 had offered her to use her likeness for an artist of such stature was not a sufficient amount. So she turned it down. Well, I guess Forever 21 was pretty bent on using her likeness because they hired a model that looks just like her, and they took a bunch of the outtakes from the Seven Rings video. So those embezzled or the bedazzled, excuse me, little space buns that she's wearing,
yep,
the bra top, the platform heels, pretty much everything from Seven Rings is used in their ad. So now Ari's calling out the clothing company and saying, hey, I want my fair cut. Now, Cam Newton, our very own Cam Newton, has set out to set not one and break, not one, not two, but three Guinness Book of World Records. So he broke the most catches with one hand in under 60 seconds.
The old record was 48.
He caught 51.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then his second was that he was going to throw a pass where somebody would catch it between their legs.
Cam was throwing that pass underhand, by the way.
Yes. So I guess you have to throw it underhand to catch it between your legs because it's got an arc, right? So he accomplished that as well. And then the third, he would throw a 24-yard pass to someone who is blindfolded and have them catch the ball.
They were blindfolded with a helmet on. And the guy, by the way, who was doing that, if you know YouTube stars, his name's Mr. Beast. He's a YouTube star. Mm-hmm. He was the guy catching it. It's from Greenville, North Carolina, by the way.
That's cool.
The video is up. You can go check that out at kiss951.com and see all the world records that Cam broke.
So Katy Perry, she's full of jokes, and apparently she likes to play little games with Orlando Bloom, her fiance. Well, he was doing an interview, and they were taking phone calls of people doing impressions of stars, and Katy called into the show and said that she was someone else and that she wanted to do an impression of Katy Perry. Well, he did not think that it was his soon-to-be wife.
That's awesome.
She was like, do you really not know my voice?
That's awesome.
Yeah, good little prank there. Tracy Morgan, he isn't taking any more chances with his new Bugatti. So he recently went to a restaurant in the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And when he entered Carmine's, he asked the bartender who was just leaving his shift if he would watch his car for $100. Now, this is a $2 million ride, and he's already had some issues with it, so I can see why you'd want somebody to watch it. He also left a very generous tip for the waiter inside as well.
Good job, Tracy.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we're going to have new music from Camila Cabello. So make sure you're with us. She's got not one, but two new songs coming out tomorrow.
Cool. We'll do that at 6:30 and the 7:30 Dirty.
Yes. And that is your Dirty for now.
Speaking of coming up on the show, Friday, you just mentioned him, QB1 Cam Newton will be on as we get ready for the Panthers game on Sunday. Okay. So that'll happen at 7 a.m. Friday morning. Up next, though, we are going to play Can't Beat Loren, and we need someone to beat her. She's got 50 wins, y'all. She's got a half century. So let's do it. 704-570-9595. Can you take down the pop princess? Sure you can.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Morgan. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today. We're down Roy, so Manny's going to have to do all the hard work, ask the questions, and keep score.
Okay.
Let's play Can't Beat Loren.
Okay, sounds good.
Throw her out of the studio.
Get out of the studio, Ren.
I'm going.
She is going. She's not lying. There she goes. You'll hear the door. There it is. It just slammed, Morgan. Question number one. Morgan in Charlotte. Britney Spears is having her fair share of family drama lately. Now she's got accusations against her dad. Finish this lyric, though. Oops, I did it.
Again.
And Ariana Grande is suing Forever 21 for using a lookalike model after she turned them down for an endorsement deal. Who is her ex-fiance and current SNL cast member?
Pete Davidson.
And question number three. Priyanka Chopra is getting heat on Insta from her husband's fans because she messed up his age in a post. Who is her husband?
Nick Jonas.
Harry Styles changed his hair, and the internet has reacted, and it's safe to say that people don't know how to feel about it. Oh, my gosh. He did not change his hair. What boy band did Harry get his start in?
One Direction.
And question five, Robert Pattinson was furious when he found out that the news of his role as Batman was leaked, even before he auditioned for the part. What's the name of the vampire movie series that he starred in?
Twilight.
All right, come on in, Lauren. Very, very good job, Morgan. She got all five correct,
Ooh,
making my job easy.
Good job, Morgan.
All right, Morgan, we're not going to tell Loren whether she's wrong or right to the very end, so don't say anything. She's got her headphones on and she can hear your reactions, okay?
Okay.
Britney Spears is having her fair share of family drama lately, now with the accusations against her dad. Finish this lyric. Oops, I did it.
Again.
Ariana Grande is suing Forever 21 for using a lookalike model after she turned them down for an endorsement deal. Who is her ex-fiance and current SNL cast member?
Pete Davidson.
Priyanka Chopra is getting heat on Insta for her husband's from her husband's fans because she messed up his age in a post. Who is her husband?
Nick Jonas.
Harry Styles changed his hair and the internet has reacted. And it's safe to say that people just don't know how to feel about this major, major issue. Okay. What boy band did Harry get his start in?
One Direction.
Robert Pattinson was furious when he found out the news of his role as Batman was leaked even before he auditioned for the part. Now, what's the name of the vampire movie series that he starred in?
Twilight.
If I did my math right, y'all both got five correct, which means it's a tie. Tie stay with the house, Morgan.
All right.
Morgan, that's great, though. Five right is awesome. But it's not quite a win, though, so you know what I want to hear.
All right, I'm Morgan, and I can't beat
Loren. But you can tie me, Morgan.
I can tie you.
Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening.
Still to come.
What's going on in your world, Loren?
Oh, my gosh.
I saw you feverishly texting yesterday.
I am caught in the middle of two friends fighting over a baby name. Apparently, baby name stealing is a thing still. So I just don't know which way to lean with this one. So maybe you guys can help me decide whose side to actually take. I'll tell you all the details coming up in five.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Roy's out today. Not feeling well. Hopefully he's back with us tomorrow. But Loren,
yeah,
we have you here and you're involved in some drama with friends, huh?
I know. I kind of wish Roy was here to give me unqualified advice.
He'd be good at it.
So I am caught in the middle of two friends fighting over a baby name. Mm. And don't know how I got in the middle of it. Well, actually, I do. And I'm going to tell you. But I don't know whose side to take.
Really? Because normally it's like black and white.
Yeah. And I just...
You stole my name.
Yeah. And I didn't even realize that like baby name stealing was still a thing. So I have a four-person group text, and it's like me and three of my girlfriends from Florida. Well, our one girlfriend is like about to give birth pregnant, okay? So she's like 8.5 months.
Okay.
Our other girlfriend has just found out that she's pregnant. And then there's two of us that obviously are not
pregnant.
Right, in the group text. So the girl who is closer to give birth sent us a picture of her nursery a couple weeks ago. And in the nursery, like on the wall, had the baby's name. So Kendall was the name on the wall.
And that was the first time that she told anyone what the baby's name was? That was the reveal?
Yeah, so none of us had heard the baby's name at this point. So we get the picture of the nursery, Kendall's on the wall, two of us respond, and the other girl who's pregnant goes ghost.
Uh-oh.
She doesn't say anything. I didn't think anything of it at the time. I just, I don't respond to every text message either. So fast forward to Hurricane Dorian coming towards Florida, and I see on Facebook the girl who just found out she was pregnant says, myself, my husband, and sweet baby Kendall are all evacuating.
Oh, my God.
So at that point, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a thing. So my...
Oh, no.
Yeah, my friend who's 8.5 months pregnant sidebar texts me, and she's like, I am floored. She's like, I'm so mad. I just sent you guys that picture a couple weeks ago. Like, I hadn't told anybody the baby name until that time. And she's like, I confided in you four, and she turned around and took that name. And I was like, oh, man. Why did you text me? Why not the other person?
Right.
So she asked me to like reach out and get some more details.
Oh, really?
Because I'm always the recon man.
Yeah, you're good at that.
So I call the girl and I'm like, hey, like, how did y'all decide on Kendall? I saw that you guys put, out on Facebook that you were naming the baby Kendall.
Let me just ask this. Do you think the answer you're going to get is the true answer? Like, don't you think at this point she's like, she's not going to tell you I saw it off of her wall and I loved it? Right? I mean, she's going to lie to you.
Honestly, I don't know what I thought I was going to find out.
Unless it's a family name or...
Right. So, coincidence, I don't know. Maybe, like...
She came up with the name first? I don't know. Other person who put the name on the wall...
Right.
Probably was sitting on that name and did the big reveal
for
intentionally.
A long time.
Yeah.
Right. So, the girl who just found out she was pregnant... She starts kind of like backpedaling, and in my opinion was a little bit of a backpedal.
I thought so.
And she said that she thought that it would be sweet that they both had the name Kendall and they would grow up together. So they could be like Kendall Square, K squared.
My mouth is open. My jaw's open because she just admitted that she didn't know the name of that baby. So the minute she saw the name of the baby on the wall...
So she never admitted to actually stealing the baby name, but she was directed, like, you redirect questions, and she kept saying, like, oh, who cares? I just think it'll be sweet that they grow up together and have the same name.
So do you think that... Okay. From the outside looking in for me, no matter what that baby was going to be named, your friend was going... The friend who just found out she was pregnant was going to match the name? Am I missing that?
No, that's right.
Yeah. So if she picked Megan, your friend who was recently pregnant, just found out she was pregnant, was going to pick the name Megan so that they can match names? Is that what you're vibing?
I don't know. I think she maybe just really liked the name Kendall and then heard it and was like, oh, I really like that too.
Okay.
And like maybe subconsciously, I don't know, because I had a similar situation when I was pregnant with Cashton that somebody said that I was trying to steal their baby name. It wasn't Cashton. It was another name. But it was like a conversation that I had had. I mean, probably when I first found out I was pregnant, we didn't choose Cashin's name until towards the end. You got mommy brain, like a million three things happened. Like,
yeah.
I didn't realize where the name came from. And then when that person pointed it out, I was like, okay, I don't need the drama. Like, and I liked Cashin better anyway. My husband liked the other name. So I don't know. I just feel like.
Did you respond to your pregnant friend, the original Kendall?
Yeah.
And told her that she thought that it would be fun for them to both have the same name.
Yes. And now my 8-month pregnant friend wants to change the baby's name.
Are you serious?
And I'm like, that's stupid. You're not changing the baby's name.
Holy cow. All right. We need to hear from y'all. Weigh in on this, please. Is baby stealing, name stealing a thing? Did someone steal your baby name? You could talk to us about that. You could also decide if it's cute, in your opinion, for the two babies to have the same name. I guess I would just say, newly pregnant girl should have reached out to 8-month-old girl, pregnant girl, and said, hey, I'm going to thinking about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Us having the same names.
Yeah.
Right? That would make sense. All right. 704-570-9595. Did someone steal your baby name? Damn, Loren, you're always involved.
Always.
It's 95.1.
No Roy today. He's under the weather. Hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow. Keeping an eye on Hurricane Dorian on the Outer Banks. You can go and get all the information you need at kiss951.com underneath the Kiss Storm Center. Whole bunch of good things there, including like where to bring pets if you're coming in from the coast and you're listening to our voices. There's all that information up at kiss951.com. And we turn our attention to Loren, who just told an amazing story about a baby name that was stolen between two friends of hers.
Yeah. Cliff Notes, I have two friends. One is far more pregnant than the other, had revealed her baby name in a group text. And then my girlfriend, who just found out she was pregnant, put on Facebook that she was also naming the baby Kendall is the name in question.
Now, she said the baby who the woman who is just found out she was giving birth or, you know, was pregnant, said that she named the baby Kendall because she thought it would be cute for the two kids to grow up with the same name.
Yeah.
But she did that without discussing it with the other mother.
Right.
Small issue.
Mm-hmm.
Is baby name stealing a thing? This is Jackie in Hendersonville. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Hi, you're on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that baby name stealing, it is a thing, but I feel like it shouldn't be. you know, I had my son, his name is Malachi, and he's 5, and I actually had a friend who we're friends on Facebook, and we know each other through other friends that we have, and she had her son 2 years ago and named him Malachi. It didn't bother me at all. It's just the name. I think it should be flattering, you know, but baby name stealing, like the offense with it, it is a thing that I really feel like it shouldn't be.
Yeah. Jackie, I just actually got a text message to the studio line here from someone who was going to name their 7-month-old Cashton, which is my son's name, which they heard it on the show. It was a cool name. They were going to name their son Cashton. They ended up having a girl, but now her sister-in-law is pregnant, and they're naming their boy Cashton. I am flattered by that, and I think it's really cool. I know I don't have the only Cashton that's ever going or has ever been.
Exactly.
But I think the problem is that these two friends are a little too close. Like, there's not enough separation between the two to have this go down.
I see. Yeah, I can definitely see where your friend would be upset here in this situation, but I definitely feel like in a lot of other situations, baby name stealing, it shouldn't be a thing.
Right.
Thanks, Jackie. Thanks for listening to the show. We sure do appreciate it out there in Hendersonville.
Of course.
Where the Apple Festival was this past weekend, I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks. Here's Stacy in Charlotte. Good morning, Stacy. Stace?
Hi.
Hey, go ahead. Stacy, are you there?
Could you hear?
No, call us back, Stacy. Her phone must have been bad. Somebody really close to her did this to her.
Oh.
So I'd love to hear from Stacy. Tina in Boone. Good morning, Tina.
Hi.
Go ahead. You're on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. What do you want to say?
So when my daughter was born in early 90s, I had a name picked out for her that I had picked out for a long time. And when she was born, there was one baby in the nursery at the time. It was 3 days old and it didn't have a name. And within an hour, they had taken my daughter's name, and this middle name spelling was different. It was identical.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. But, I mean, are you mad at that, though? Because you're never going to see that person again.
Well, actually, it's a small town, and that family is rough. So this other girl has baby daddies all over town. My daughter married her high school sweetheart. Now, thankfully, she went to NC State, so she's living down there. So, but she, in high school, she had to grow up with people saying...
Like, which one is it?
Comments.
Because, yeah.
So not only was it the first name, Tina, you also said the middle name.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's
and spelling identical.
That's a full thievery.
Yes.
Thanks,
and,
Tina.
And that baby was 3 days old. They had no name for that baby.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Yep, they were sitting on it.
You know, with a situation like that, thank you, Tina, for the call. Maybe the family says, hey, Tina, we're so in love with the name. You know, we're going to don't ask for permission, but just say, just so you know, that's why we did it.
Afterwards?
Yeah, you say it afterwards.
I guess so. 980 just texted in and said, it's not cute. The newly pregnant girl needs to come up with another name and stop being lazy. She's got 9 months. Brandy from Gastonia.
Jennifer and Hickory. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning.
All right, somebody steal the baby name?
Yeah, so my ex-fiance and I had picked out baby names together because we were getting married. You know, we wanted to start a family. Well, we ended up breaking up. And quite quickly after we broke up, he got another girl pregnant, and they ended up naming their son the name we had picked out.
Ooh. That I feel like that stings worse than a friend doing it.
Well, the friend with that evil laugh.
I'm sorry. That I would be so angry. Like, that was our name.
I would never name my kids those names now.
But would you, I wonder if you would have used that with someone else. You know what I mean? Because like you came up with that name together. So is it really okay for either of you to use that name at that point?
Right. No, I probably would not have, but he did.
Yeah. Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks for listening out there in Hickory. I got so many text messages and more people on hold. So we'll do this. We'll take these calls off the air, put them up on the Rap Party podcast that you can listen to at 10 a.m. this morning. And you get like bonus MRL today. It's free and it's all through the Kiss 95.1 app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Roy's not here. Poor Roy. He's under the weather, but we still have to celebrate him, Lorenz.
I know. We've got a senseless survey for you. And he asked, like, the most ridiculous questions, like, is salt just angry sugar?
And if pets have bad vision, how can we ever help them? Well, Peyton is the victim in today's senseless survey. And Roy and Peyton actually get into a knocking war. We'll explain what that is, and you can hear it brand new coming up at 8:20.
Sponsored by Sona Med Spa, Kiss 95.1.
And let's not for a minute not think that that woman wasn't knocking on the counter.
Oh,
to get off the
100%.
Phone. There was nobody at that door. Great senseless survey.
All right, so our very own QB1, Cam Newton, set out to break not one, not two, but three Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, what else is new,
And
huh?
They were official. So Cam wanted to set the world record, or break the world record, excuse me, for one-handed catches under 1 minute. He caught 51 catches. Then he broke the world record for the longest catch between someone's leg. So Cam Newton had to underhand throw the football so that somebody could catch it between their legs. He completed that pass at 39 yards. His third, and for his third trick, he threw a 24-yard pass to a blindfolded receiver who was supposed to catch the ball. He had a helmet on and a blindfold, could not see. It was just guided by people basically telling him where to put his hands.
I think Roy can beat that one. I would love to try that maybe next week with Roy. Blindfold him, put him in a football helmet, and we'll send him out there. And maybe somebody from a high school football team can throw passes to him.
Yeah, maybe.
You know? We can set
that'd be
that
a
up.
Good idea.
Okay.
So Robert Pattinson, he was furious when the news was leaked that he was going to be the next Batman. Now, he hadn't even auditioned for the role yet, and he was certain, and so was his people, that it would spook Warner Brothers from the outcry of people who were upset about it. You know, some people loved the idea, some people hated the idea. Well, he found out when he was at Cannes Film Festival, and he noticed that something was off with the press, so he started Googling himself for clues. So he kept Googling, and realized that there was a famous director sitting right there watching him Google himself. He's like, well... probably not going to get a role in his movie.
That's crazy that that came out before he even auditioned. Who knew that he was coming to audition?
I don't know. Like, it got leaked from somewhere.
That rumor got heavy fast.
Yeah.
And then you wonder if Warner Brothers just did it because they couldn't change it at that point.
No, I don't think so. I think his name probably got thrown out. You know, they ask people to audition for roles. I think they had asked him. And so maybe somebody from Warner Brothers said, like, he's probably our forerunner. We'd really like him to do it. And, you know,
just get him to come in here and do a quote-unquote audition, even though they knew he was getting it.
Yeah, just to go through the motions. Okay. And then some snitch ran off to, you know, the press and told him what was going on. Ariana Grande is suing Forever 21. Bad news for Forever 21 this recently. We just found out that they were preparing to file for bankruptcy, and now Ariana Grande is suing them for $10 million because they used a lookalike model to promote their Riley Rose beauty brand. Now, apparently, Forever 21 came to Ariana Grande back in December with an endorsement deal, and she turned it down because the amount that Forever 21 was offering her for an artist of her stature was not sufficient. So she turned it down, and they went behind her back anyway and took basically all of little pieces from Seven Rings. So the bedazzled space buns, the bra top, the platform heels, everything she wore in Seven Rings, pretty much.
Okay.
And put it on the model. So I'm sure she'll be $10 million richer very soon.
And that model, by the way, if you haven't seen it, you could probably head over to kiss951.com when you get a minute. You'll see it there. Looks just like Ariana.
Yeah.
Same kind of style. All right. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like?
So my anniversary is coming up. And if you see my husband on the streets, don't tell him what I'm getting him. But I found, and he's out of town, so he can't hear this. I found these really cool gentleman's loafers that my husband loves Manhattans. And on one side of the loafer...
Drink.
Yes. On one side of the loafer is a glass of a Manhattan, which you can tell because it's got the big ice ball in it. And then a shaker on the other side. And they're like the most ridiculous but most awesome house shoes ever. So if your husband loves Manhattans, and they have ones for women that have champagne and mimosas, they've got all kinds of them. They're really funny. And I think somebody would enjoy that as a gift.
Let me just add, if your husband / or dad, because the Manhattan is like what my dad drinks. It's an older person cocktail.
I love Manhattans.
That's an old person cocktail.
I just started drinking them, but I just started to like bourbon too.
You.
I know.
Move to Ballantyne, you get the suburban way.
That's all right. Before that, I was drinking dirty martinis. So I'm basically just an old man trapped in a 35-year-old woman's body.
You can smoke cigars with Loren tonight at the Manchester. Hey, thank you, Loren. Go check that out. And other things that Loren likes up at kiss951.com. There's a whole list of them there. And a lot of people love purchasing what you like. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, though, Men's Health has released the sexiest accents in the world. I'll tell you where the Americans fall, and it's not top three. We'll tell you who 1, 2, 3, and 4 are. And, of course, we need to hear from you guys. Where are our accents at? You got to get on the phone. We need Scotty the Scotsman. You know the guy who calls in? Mm-hmm. Scottish accent? We're going to be looking for him. We'll tell you what's number one and where the Americans fall coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, it's the Maine and Roy and Loren Morning Show. No Roy today. Feeling under the weather. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. But Loren's here.
Yep, I sure am. What you got for me?
Producer Nicole's here. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Nicole's set up in a different room, everybody. We're in a studio, and then the next studio over is K104.7, the Christmas station. And then next to her in that studio is Producer Nicole, just so you know. We have a TV. We can see her. I'm waving to her now. Nicole, what's your sexiest... She just told me I was number one. Nicole, what's your sexiest accent? Like, what do you find sexy? What do you like?
That's a really good question. I love, like... I love the Spanish language, so I would probably have to say that.
Spanish accent is on the top 10 list. It did not fall on the top 5, though.
Really?
And neither did the American accent.
Hmm. Well, is a French accent on there? Because isn't that's the language of love?
Number 4 is French. I like this. You pick them, and I'll tell you where they fall rather than just reading the list.
All right. Well, for me personally, I think Chris Hemsworth is like one of the sexiest men alive, and he is from Australia, so I'm going to say an Australian accent is on there.
Number 5.
Wow, look at me.
I would think, though, the Australian accent would be in the top 3.
I would, too. personally.
Because I listen, I'm a straight man, and I find a guy speaking with an Australian accent sexy.
Is this just international accents, or like would a Southern accent be on there too? Because I think a Southern drawl is very handsome on a man.
I have so many questions for people who are not born in the United States who live here now, because the American accent is on the list, Loren, and it's number 10. But for someone who grew up in Asia or Europe or maybe Latin America, what do you think is the American dialect? Is it New York? Is it Boston? Is it the Californian accent? Is it the Southern? Like, what is our accent?
I think it's broken down so much. I mean, you got your, like, surfer dudes out in California.
We get that inside the borders. But I'm wondering, like, outside, because even England's got, you know, very proper British. Mm-hmm. And then I think there's something called Cogney, which is like,
yeah,
you know?
Uh-huh.
All right, so American was number 10. This is, by the way, according to one poll, they did the top 10 world's sexiest accents of 2019. Welsh was number 9. Spanish, there's producer Nicole. That was number 8. Swedish was number 7. The British accent was number 6.
Okay.
Australian, 5. French, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Scottish, 3.
Italian has to be on there, right?
Scotty the Scotsman, call in. Italian, number 2. And the number 1 sexiest accent in the world, according to one poll, is Irish.
Really?
That's right, my lad.
Huh.
Congratulations to my brothers and sisters in Ireland. As you know, after we did our Ancestry.com, I found out I was 80% Irish.
Yep.
According to a poll of 5,000 men and women conducted by one poll, the Irish accent is the sexiest.
Now that it's the sexiest, are you going to adopt that accent because you have it in your heritage?
No problem. Dublin. Off the list this year, New Zealand and South Africa, they dropped out of the top 10.
Oh.
All right, here's what we're looking for. We need to hear from our MRL show fam, you guys, the amazing audience out there with accents from around the world. 704-570-9595. We would love to hear your accent. And we want to know, as a person who wasn't born here in the United States, what do you consider
an American accent?
The general American accent. Is it the Yankees? Is it Boston? Is it the South? I love the Southern accent. What's your favorite American accent?
I think the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like California.
A good Southern draw.
Boston annoys me. Sorry. North Dakota, you guys annoy me too. With that dialect. Oh, yeah.
The Midwest.
Wow.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The world's number one sexiest accent, according to Men's Health Magazine and one poll. They say, out of a survey of 5,000 men and women, the Irish accent is the sexiest. In last year's survey, Ireland came in third. Number 2 was Italian. Number 3 was Scottish. Number 4, French. 5 was Australian. English, British accent, Swedish, Spanish, Welsh, and then number 10 was us, the Americans.
I wonder where the influence is coming from to move 1 from 3 to number 1.
How about this? New Zealand and South Africa were the top 5 last year, and they're not even in the...
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're not even in the top 10 this year. A spokesperson for one poll told Dublin Live that high-profile stars such as Colin Farrell and Gerard Butler helped bring the accent to the forefront. So here's what we're looking for. We need... Where's the au pair? Elena?
Elena, she was in the car. She was texting me when we first started to do this.
Elena, call us, 704-570-9595. Lorenzo Pair is from Italy. We want to hear your Italian accent. Scotty, the Scotsman that calls in, mm-hmm. Nicole? I don't think anybody French has ever called our show. And an Australian accent, please. You'll drive Lorraine crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, Bradley Cooper speaks French, and he does the accent then, and he is just,
Hi, Trish. Good morning.
Good morning.
Trish and Charlotte. Loren, guess Trish's accent.
Good morning, Loren. All the way from Dublin.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, congratulations.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Great. I could just listen to you talk all day. You have the best accent.
Yeah, it gets me in trouble all the time.
How's that?
Well, because most people don't listen to what I say. They listen to how it sounds, and usually they don't pay attention to anything I'm saying at all. So
we're just listening to your dialect. It doesn't matter what's actually being said.
That's right.
Excuse yeah, me, the bad words that get picked up on all the time.
The number one sexiest accent in the world, Irish, Ireland. Now, when you consider the American accent, we were wondering about this, too. Like, as someone who wasn't born here in the States, what is your perception of the American accent? Is it New York, Boston, California, the South?
My family would say Southern hillbilly, but then I have to remind them that there's different parts and different dialects, because Ireland has lots of different accents as well.
So if you were going to do an American accent, what would it sound like?
Hey, y'all, I'm heading to the store today. How y'all doing?
That's awesome, Trish.
Ah, that was
Thank
pretty
you
good,
so much.
Too.
She was great. I have reason to believe Trish is from Spartanburg putting on an Irish accent. I think she's putting us on. Hi, Daya. Good morning.
Hey. Morning.
Okay. Loren, try and guess her accent.
Okay. Daya, where are you from? Don't tell me, but just talk.
Okay. I love your show. I don't know if you can guess my accent. It's really kind of mixed up because of where I work, and I don't know if you would be able to guess it. It's
take a
really
guess.
Influenced by American accent.
She's kind of all over the map.
Okay, so the end threw me off a little bit because I was originally I don't want to mess this up, and then
clearly she's Russian.
It wasn't Russian. So I lived in India for a little bit, and I started to pick up on a little bit of an Indian accent, but the more you spoke, I heard something different at the end, like almost British.
Yeah, so I am Indian.
Hey, good job, Loren.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. So it would be a mix of British because, well, you know, we speak British English. So,
yeah,
it's a mix of both.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Daya, when you think of the American accent, what do you think of? What part of the country?
It's funny because I would say whatever is in the Hollywood movies, because I didn't even know that people spoke different accents within America till I started living here. And I'm like, oh,
right.
Okay, now that makes sense.
Yeah.
So whatever was in the Hollywood movies, and obviously Hollywood movies have different accents based on what it's, you know, what the movie is based on.
Yeah.
So, so pretty much no, like we didn't even know there were different accents. So.
Yeah, that's funny.
I didn't even know it was New York or Southern, but I lived in Sumter, South Carolina, then I lived in Atlanta, and then I lived in New York. So
is there an American accent that's harder to understand than others for you?
Southern.
Me neither.
Really, really like strong Southern. Like I can understand what people spoke in Sumter, which wasn't that bad, but then there was this accent that was like really difficult, and there was this person in Walmart, and I have no idea what she was telling me. I just said, but that's it.
And she probably didn't understand you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a fly on the wall. Yeah. I would have loved to have heard that conversation.
Aww.
Yeah, I just said, yeah, you're right. And then I just smiled and walked away because I knew I would never see her again. So I was fine with that.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I find the Indian accent sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that didn't make the top 10 list. I really do.
You're the first one who actually said that. I've never heard anyone say that. So thank you.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks, Daya. Have a great day. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the show. All right, your au pair, Elena. I believe this is her. Elena?
Yes.
Hey, this is the second time you've been on the MRL show. The last time we had you on, we were at a Fam Jam Friday at Dunkin'.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you have an Italian accent. Go ahead and speak to Loren so we can all hear the number two sexiest accent in the world behind Irish.
Just go ahead and tell me about Cash's morning.
Oh, okay. I'm driving home, and Cash was so cute this morning.
What'd she say?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you know you're getting the music now, too, right? Elena's going to cook for us later on. Elena, what are you cooking for us tonight?
Yeah, tonight we are cooking Italian.
What are you making?
Carbonara pasta, and I think bruschetta. Again, I mean, the same thing that I already done.
Do you understand her?
Yes!
Okay.
She said she's making carbonara, she's making bruschetta, but you say it bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then she's making, like, everything that she's already done for us.
Elena, let me just tell you. I'm so honored to have you in my home. Thank you so much for making the spaghetti and meatball dish.
Congratulations. You have the number two sexiest accent in the world.
Good for you, Elena. All right. Elena, Arrivederci.
What?
Arrivederci, I said. Adios, arrivederci. Isn't that
good? Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
I got to share a story with you, Loren. I think I'm in trouble here at work.
What'd you do?
I did something, but I guarantee you I'm not the only one who's ever done this. And I feel like that's my creed here on the Manny Roy and Loren show. Mm. Like if anybody said, Loren, what's your thing? I'm savage. I'll confront people. Roy, what's your thing?
That's your thing for me?
Yeah.
Is that my brand?
I would think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Confrontational. Roy, who's not here today, he's under the weather. Hopefully he's back tomorrow. What's Roy's thing? He always gets sick, and half the time he pays attention to the show.
Okay.
Me. I did something, but I swear I'm not alone. Is that not what I say all the time?
All the time.
I feel like that's my creed. But first, we got to say hi to Scotty the Scotsman. Good morning, Scotty.
Manny, good morning to you. Good morning, Lorraine. How are you?
Good. How are you, Scotty?
Very well, very well, my dear. Can't complain. But listen, number one was the Irish. Who was number two?
We did the sexiest accents, and we called for you, and you finally got back in your car from working out and just dialed us.
That's true. So I'm a wee bit out of breath, but I can still talk to you.
Irish is the sexiest. Italian was the second sexiest, which we just heard from Lorenzo Pear, who's from Italy. And then you rounded out the top three. Scotland, the Scottish accent is top three.
I'm in the top three happy days.
Now, what do you think? This is the other question we've been asking people with accents, too. What do you picture as the general English accent, like the American accent? Is it the South, Boston, New York City, Texas, California?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's accent is different in America, just like Scottish or Irish or Italian. Everybody's a different slang, you know, different way of pronouncing words. You know, like I'm from Glasgow. People in Edinburgh would talk slightly different from me. So I think in the South, you know, you've got, you know, like North Carolina, it's an accent that's easy to understand. But when you go to Alabama, I'm like, what are they saying?
I got
thicker,
you, dude.
A little thicker of an accent.
I want to tell you something here. Manny, I have to see your name like Manny. You're like, you know, that Ryan Seacrest. That's what I think of you, Manny Seacrest. You're on TV, you're on commercials. You must be getting the same money as that guy.
Oh, my God. You're out of your mind. Not even close. He works way too hard, if you ask me, Seacrest.
That's true. At least you get to go home, you know?
You know, I will say this, though. If I need to bring in some old radio when I was, like, in college and even when I first started in radio, because I worked hard to make, like, a neutral accent.
I was going
to
say, I feel like after hearing your brothers and your family that you had an accent when you were younger.
I was so New York, Scotty. You wouldn't even believe it was me. I'm going to bring in some old college cassettes.
You should, because I think with the New York accent, you usually hear people from New York before you see them.
It's crazy, man. I'm
now,
like,
Scotty, you know? Manny still has, like, when he says certain words, you're like, oh, dead on.
Really?
You're from New Jersey. Yeah.
New Jersey.
That's a good part of the world.
Ah, thanks.
That's a good part of the world up there.
It's true.
Guys, thank you for mentioning my name this morning on the radio. I appreciate it. I listen to you guys every day, and you're magic.
We know it. Thanks, bud.
Scotty.
We appreciate it. Scotty from Scotland. It's amazing. We rounded out the top three. We got an Irish accent, an Italian accent, and a Scottish accent.
Look at us.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I'm going to explain to you what I did and why I don't think I'm alone when it comes to stealing things from work.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I actually had an intern help me take something from work. I asked two interns. The first intern said no.
Okay. Are you sure you want to admit this?
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Okay.
Because I think everybody's guilty of taking something from their job, by the way.
Until we're sitting in the boss's office.
Oh, come on. You don't even know what I took. I took, like, not even a full stack, maybe 30 sheets of paper from the copy room.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I took 30 sheets of paper from the copy room.
Mm-hmm. And you did. You asked one intern, and she said no.
Right.
So then you turned right around to the other intern who was in the room and heard you ask the first one and ask her.
And she said, yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I'll go grab you 30 sheets so that you can put it in your printer at home. Now, my point is that if I print stuff out for work at home, then using the work paper is no different than using it here.
But let me ask you something, Manny. If you take 30 sheets of paper and I take 30 sheets of paper and producer Nicole takes 30 sheets of paper and then the other morning shows that are in this building take 30 sheets of paper, will there be any paper left for people at the office?
That's like if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, does it make a sound? Producer Nicole, if everybody takes the paper from the office to use at home, Is there any paper left? No, of course not, Loren. And I usually have paper. Like, I'll go to Staples and buy paper. I just didn't have any, and I had to print something.
So you thought it was okay to steal?
You never took anything from... It's not stealing if you're using it for work
purposes. Did you return it?
No.
Okay.
Still got like 20 sheets left. You never took anything from the office?
Not from
a
here.
A pen?
No, if anything, I bring things in.
That's true. That is true. Good point. We bring more stuff here than we... That would be my argument. But I'm curious. Aren't you curious?
What people have lifted from work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I surely am.
And let's look for maybe more expensive items. 704-570-9595.
You can stay anonymous.
You can. Good point. Today is kind of, we're past when we normally do Confession Wednesday, but it'll kind of be like a Confession Wednesday. Tell us about the work supplies that you took home with you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
All right, Manny. You just admitted to quote unquote stealing things from work. I'll say borrowing because I don't like the word steal. I feel like that's very going to get us in trouble.
I took 30 sheets of printer paper for my printer at home in which I would be printing work stuff.
I know, but it just sounds shady. So we'll say borrowed. So what did you borrow from work?
Anonymous in North Carolina, you're a nurse. Uh-oh. What'd you take, Anonymous?
Oh, I took a couple bags of IV fluids to rehydrate myself after getting drunk.
Oh, my gosh. So, where do you put said IV fluids when you're walking out?
You find ways, stick them in your pockets or in your bag.
You know, I remember the old school water bras. So I just envision like sticking the IV fluid like into your bra.
That might work, I guess.
Do any of your other coworkers do that? Is it like a thing?
Yeah, it is.
All right, Anonymous, thank you. Logan, our buddy in Gastonia, we know you work at the hotel. What do you got, bud?
I can't follow that. That's she wins. Okay. So basically what I was telling producer Nicole is there was a solid 4 years of my life that I'd never purchased toilet paper to start with, right? And like that doesn't seem like it's major, but toilet paper's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you hear our Charmin commercials that we play, Logan?
What's
got
that?
That Charmin booty shine.
I don't have a Charmin budget. I have a free 99 budget.
a free 99 budget.
You can use that one. That was one. I mean, a bedding. I've got mirrors. A side table. Let that sink in.
Dude.
Just honestly, I shouldn't have admitted this, but whatever. It makes life fun.
Thanks, Logan. Two more real quick. Anonymous and Lenore, go ahead. Anonymous?
Yeah.
You work for the power company. What do you steal? Electricity?
No, that's a big offense. No, those street lights, those big LED bulbs.
Yeah.
I've taken probably 3 or 4 and just divvied them out between my family to light up everybody's backyard.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
I just like that stealing electricity is a bigger offense than stealing light poles.
He said light bulbs to his defense. You know, everybody's backyard is lit up like Bank of America Stadium at night. All right, last one. Good morning. All these anonymouses are calling in, Loren. What you got? Anonymous in Charlotte, you work in the retail biz. What do you got?
Yeah, so I did back in the day, and I one of those industrial strength folding clothes rolling racks, and I may have forgotten to bring it back.
Ah, the Garmin rack. And, you know, those are real handy.
Thanks, Anonymous.
For the overflow of the closet. I'm not going to lie.
You have one?
Maybe.
You forget to return it?
Yep.
All right. We've got so many text messages coming in from all the things we talked about on today's show. So you know what you need to do? Go check out the Rap Party podcast.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.